Yes, they can, and when they are, they manifest as light to the naked eye. When that happens, someone would say they'd seen a ghost. That's what ghosts are all about. So Casper the friendly ghost is Ananas and Anansoft-Ites. I reflected. She nodded and continued. When you learn to control the Ananites, to free them from your body, the phenomena of spiritism begins. What a medium does is facilitate his or her Ananites to help other spirits materialize. What happens when the Ananas and Ananites project together, at the same time? Then you're able to reproduce at a distance your physical form, taking your thinking element with you. Your whole spirit, your complete third force energy goes wherever you want to take it, fully conscious, while your atomic structure sleeps peacefully somewhere. You're talking about physical and chemical for soft-nimina now, right? That's right. All of this is pure science. There's nothing supernatural about it. No miracles, no magic. It's all part of the cosmic force, a manifestation of that vibratory center of the universe. God, if you want to approach it scientifically, what about the theories of spontaneous generation, the theory that life just spontaneously appeared at some point in time on this planet? There's no such thing. Once conditions are appropriate to sustain natural life in a world, this third energy, with the sanction of the eternal universal force of creation, God, individualizes and then organizes matter to create life. I studied the ego in college. That was the name given for individuality, or at least that's how I understood it. Until this moment, I never had a clear idea of what the internal I really was, though. It's the counterpart of your cellular body. Now this whole confusing idea about reincarnation makes simple sense. Transformation of energy, just Ananas and Ananites being transported from one body to another, if that's what you mean when you talk about eternal life. I reckon I've been a little too dense to understand this. No, you're not that dense. No one has ever taken time to explain it to you in simple terms. These concepts are in the minds of people. Some know of its existence, or suspect this force, but they don't understand it. They do use it, however. How? Mediums, spiritists, witches, parapsychologists, tell soft-paths they all have to use the third energy as a tool. And the evidence of their using it is called magic, the supernatural, witchcraft, the world beyond. I remember the famous statement made by the French philosopher, René Descartes, I think, therefore I exist. That's it. He was saying that to recognize his existence he had to know his spirit first. Exactly. To think is to create. By triggering certain electrical charges, your brain starts thinking. By think soft-ing, you create forms and shapes, igniting a number of ananas. These move in the air, all with charges of equal chemistry. When they mingle with ananites, your thought is materialized, because ananas and ananites organize matter. Is that how you always know what I'm thinking? There's more to it than that. Watch this, here on this rock. The rock was about the size of an average coffee table. Since we were sitting down, it was like a table to us. Now, I want you to concentrate, Rama said. Let's make believe I have a can of aerosol spray in my hand. The label on the can reads, Thoughts Materializer. Now, make a mental image of something. Don't tell me what it is. Don't close your eyes. I imagined a brown felt toy bear with round ears up, glass buttoned eyes, embroidered nose and mouth with a piece of red fabric giving the impression it was sticking out its tongue. Rama went through the sounds and motions of spraying the rock with her make-believe can. Then right before my eyes, the teddy bear that was only a thought in my mind took shape. It had become real. Incredibly, I saw it materialize on the rock. I felt the hair raise on the back of my neck as a thrill of panic rushed through my whole body. This was no joke, or entertaining magic trick. I was so frightened that to my ignorant mind, I thought this was the work of the devil. I sat there, staring, dumbfounded, unable to believe what I was seeing. Rama broke the spell with an outburst of laughter. She picked up the bear and hit me on the head with it, then tossed it into the river. Well, big man, she said, so you've been through a lot, huh? You're such a tough guy that nothing I do or tell you can shock you? A little act of magic and you fall apart. Come on, you need a break. Let's go get some wine. It's getting chilly for you. Put on your jacket. Followed her instructions, mumbling under my breath, now you're starting to sound like a Jewish mother. There's nothing supernatural nor magical about what you just saw. It isn't even anything super spectac soft hyphen Allah. Here on your planet a person could easily bend metal with his or her thoughts, or make a seed germy soft hyphen nate and even grow in the palm of a hand. Or heal a paraplegic and change water into wine. You're saying that thinking in itself is capable of changing and even creating matter? Only when the proper magnetic, electrical and chem soft hyphen ical conditions are present. There was no reason for you to freak out like that down there now that you know what this force is. I know, but that's why I was so reluctant to come out openly in the beginning. It takes time just to get to know one another. Charles, you're just beginning. The fun is about to start. You have yet to take a little trip out of your body. The panic returned. Are you kidding? You're out of your mind. Why not? It's the only way you can get to live forever. To use religious terminology, it is the key to the kingdom of heaven. Knowing how to take your spirit out of your body is the first step to eternal life. What makes you think I could do that? Everyone can. Did you see the movie, Jesus Christ Superstar? Sure. I was involved in its promotion throughout Latin America. Then you must remember a song Jesus sings. It goes like this: there is not one of you who cannot win the kingdom, the slow, the suffering, the quick, the dead. Yes, I remember, I said, trying to understand the meaning of the lyrics she was quoting. That's what Jesus was saying. Anybody can do it. He wasn't talking about astral projection. No, but he was telling us what to do to prepare our bodies for it. How long do you think it would take me to train myself to do this? We could start tonight, if you want to. That is, if you can rid yourself of your fears and doubts. Tonight? The sooner the better. Would you be with me? Of course. All right. I'll give it a try. God, do I need a drink? Now you see why I wanted you straight, sober, conscious, and with a clear mind. I wanted you to see for yourself I wasn't playing tricks on you. I want you to be fully aware that whatever goes on here is neither the product of your imagination nor the result of drugs. Yes, I understand. When we start taking your spirit out of your body, you'll have to be relaxed, at ease, unafraid. I was anything but relaxed at that moment. As usual, Rama sensed my feelings. Take the police bike out for a while, and go riding, she said. Let your mind go. When you come back, you'll feel refreshed. Are you hungry? No, not really. I suggest you have a light meal. If we're going to try it, I don't think it would be a good idea to do it on a full stomach. There's a bit of yoga involved in this. Where are we going to do it? Anywhere. It really doesn't matter. Preferably in a place where you can be comfortable. This hotel isn't exactly the Holiday Inn, but it does have a good bed and a chair if you want me to be lying down, I suggested. I know. She said, brightening. We'll do it in the bathhouse. In the water. Make sure you get the keys to the bathhouse from the woman. All right, I will. I'll see you later. I'll come back and get you. When you bring the motorcycle back, hide it behind the hotel. Out of sight. I'll be spending the night with you. If you don't mind me sleeping with you, that is. Now I was really feeling like my old self again. Come on, Rama, I said, teasingly, you know darned well I can always make room for a pretty lady like you in my bed. Besides, I thought you'd never ask. Now go give your mind a break, she said. We'll see each other tonight. It was a little past 4 in the afternoon. I went to the hotel and had a glass of sherry before going out on the patrol bike. My head was aching. I realized I still hadn't adjusted to the shock I'd experienced when Rama revealed her startling ability to play with reality the way a child plays with a toy. My mind was racing as I got on the motorcycle and headed toward Huancayo. I was excited by the matter-of-fact way Rama had invited herself to spend the night with me. Not that it would be an unusual occurrence in my promiscuous career, but her complete trust unsoft-nerved me. Rama was very confident. And probably well able to take care of herself. Maybe this was her way of making me relax and feel comfortable with her. I thought about the way she called me her pet, her little experiment. I felt good when I was with her. Still, I wondered with some apprehension what was in store for me. If she had wanted to drug or hypnotize me, she had already had many opportunities. I found myself beginning to accept that she was an alien being to this planet. But for an alien, she knew a lot about the planet Earth. She could quote books and names in any field, like an encyclopedia. And she had some very powerful tools besides knowledge. As I came near a village called Parco, I stopped to admire one of the most beautiful vistas I'd ever seen. I've seen many enchanting places in many different tries Japan, Austria, Switzerland, England, Germany, but this particular spot in the Andes Mountains of Peru was truly spectacular. I thought, no wonder the ETs have been landing here for thousands of years. I stayed there for nearly an hour, letting myself be nourished by the stillness and beauty all around me. The sun disappeared behind a chain of purple-hued mansoft-tanes. I felt a deep peace and intense inspiration within, more so than I'd ever known before. It was like a spark inside me was beginning to flicker and grow brighter. I'd never suspected such a feeling could exist. It was better than any high I'd ever experienced, even with the best bot. The feeling was coming from someplace deeper than my mind or my body. It was within my soul, my spirit, or as Rama might say, within my ananas and ananites. As soon as the sun went down, it started getting cold. Too cold to be riding around on a motorcycle. I went back to Akaya, got into my rented car and drove to a nearby town called Jawa. I had a light meal there, per Rama's instructions. Afterwards, I looked around the town. Jawa is a quaint little town, very clean and serene. As usual, I talked to natives of the community. I was told the climate in this area was very conducive to the curing of tuberculosis. I found a movie house, bought a ticket and enjoyed a few hours' relaxation. Chapter 7. My first extraterrestrial love. It was a little past 9 when I arrived in Akaya. I went to the back of the hotel to check on the police motorcycle. It was there, covered with burlap, where I had left it earlier that evening. The hotel was in complete darkness. The diesel motors which produced electrical power for the whole complex had broken down. I went back to my car to get a flashlight and then walked to the restaurant to see if Rama was there. She wasn't. I remembered she'd said she would be coming up for a swim, but I'd had a full day and wasn't in the mood for swimming. Since Rama had said we should work and sleep whenever we wanted to, I picked up a few candles, the keys to the bathhouse, and a gas lamp and went to my room. After lighting a candle, I lay on top of the bed with my clothes still on and fell asleep. I was awakened by Rama's touch as she tenderly massaged my forehead and the sides of my head with the palms of her hands. She was wearing a heavy parka jacket with synthetic fur around the hood. I hadn't even heard her come in. I checked my watch. It was a little after 11 p.m., still Saturday. She lit another candle as the one I'd had burning was melted down to its holder. In the soft candlelight, Rama's exotic beauty seemed to stand out in relief in the room. Her dark, almond-soft-shaped eyes gazed at me penetratingly. Her looks fascinated me, not quite Oriental or Chinese, a mystery soft-house blend of human cultures organizing in the features of one beautiful face. 120 basking happily in the caressing motions of her hands. I asked, "Are all the girls in your world as lovely as you? What do you think?" She answered noncommittally, "Rama, you're answering my question with another question. Don't you want to answer? In my world, people are equal. We are as beautiful as you can see. But we don't try to compete for beauty because it's evenly distributed among everyone." I decided to change the subject. I wanted to find out if she would still hold me to our appointment in the pool this evening. "Are you going to take me swimming? Do you want to?" she asked, again answering a question with another question. "Well," I said, unsure, "I know what is supposed to happen down there. I'm a little edgy about it. I don't know about this astral projection bit, taking your spirit out of your body. What's your question? She demanded. My question is it safe? Shouldn't there be some kind of preparation? Yes, there is a preparation period in order to comsoft-pletly master this whole operation. But only in your world. Because people here don't understand the work soft-ings of Anonas and Anonites. Even those who perform miracles. Are you talking about the Houdinis, who perform acts of magic? The modern prophets? The people who hold seances, the spiritists? Yes, they use the third force energy without really understanding it. They do their magic act, they've learned to condition their bodies so they can do their number, but I doubt they even suspect this force we are calling Ananas and Anionites. I had my palm read by a woman one day at the Santa Monica Pier in California. She was about 85% right about the things she told me. That's pretty accurate for the $3.50 I paid her. What sort of preparasoft-shin would that woman have to possess that type of insight? She has a gift of nature. She's sensitive to vibrations, certain charges of electric and magnetic energy coming from the people with whom she comes in contact. She processes those vibrations into thought forms, images, ideas. Let me demonstrate. Give me your hand. The first thing they do is hold your palm like this, she said, taking my hand in hers, palm up. Then they usually take the index finger to make it follow the lines in your palm. By doing this, they ignite the person's vibrations. The electrical energies of the two people mix, creating a connection between the reader and the reed. By touching the reed's palm, the reader merges with the other's spirit and energy. The reader learns about the other person, understanding what he or she is thinking and feeling, through mental images or waves that come in flashes, in the form of vibrations. Remember, vibes are electric and magnetic energy. It's a simple case of mental telepathy on the part of the reader. Some people possess strong vibrations, others weak ones. A person's vibrations change accord soft-ing to many variables, including mood, health, state of mind, emotions. If someone has just gotten good news, bad news, a surprise, or feels happiness or pain, their energy becomes either stronger or weaker, depending on the circumstances. One of the important things you have to learn in order to prepare to take your spirit out of your body is to control your vibrations so the Ananas and Anionites work at an even frequency. How do you learn to control your vibrations so they operate at an even frequency? You have to be relaxed, at peace with yourself. Do you remember that Mazda commercial, that even humsoft-ming, how relaxing it was, contrasted with the distorted sounds you hear just before that? Yes, I remember it. That's what I mean. Your Anonas and Anionites must be humming at an even pace, at the right beat. Why? Can you imagine what would happen to someone's spirit traveling out of his body 50 times faster than the speed of light? If his Ananas and Anionites had to return to his body at that speed, without warning the silver cord, they'd get distorted. That would create great upheaval and imbalance to his nervous system. Many people in your world are now in mental institutions as a result of having been awakened too abruptly while sleepwalking. I know you shouldn't wake up a person who's sleepwalking. What connection does that have to being out of your body? It's the same phenomena. When you take your spirit out of your body, you're unconscious, the same as a sleepwalker. After tonight you'll understand better. Once you do it yourself, you'll sense what I'm talking about. Then I'll be able to explain in more detail. I don't know what to say, Rama, I said. I was feeling very apprehensive about the experiment she was pro-soft-posing. Chaco, I'm telling you two things. One, relax and trust me. Equally important is that you shouldn't fool with this unless you're fairly certain of what you're doing. If you're not at peace, you could become possessed by evil forces. But I'm going to be your guide. I'll be helping you. By now you should be able to trust me and cooperate. You've just said I shouldn't fool around with this unless I can handle it. I think I'll take a rain check on this. I really don't think I'm prepared. Besides, I could be invoking the devil. Oh no, you're not taking any rain check. Your fears and doubts will completely disappear as soon as you start astral traveling. I promise, Chaco. Will I feel as wonderful and relaxed as I felt this afternoon? Even better. Don't worry, we're just going to go for a swim, chat, relax a bit. You know what this water does for you, those tiny bubbles all over your skin. Let's take some candles and firewood, so we can make it even cozier, alright? How could I say no to this beautiful creature? You make it sound so inviting, I said. We got a few things together, some heavy blankets and all the gear we needed to warm ourselves, and headed to the bathhouse. It was cold outside, but it was such a pleasure being with Rama. It was easy to overcome my reluctance to get up and go out again. We started a fire, then took off our clothes and jumped quickly into the pool, which always seemed hotter in the freezing weather. By now, bathing in the nude with Rama seemed perfectly natural. This evening, though, there was a sense of specialness and anticipation. The warmth and carbonation in the water affected me like an overpowering aphrodisiac. Every part of my body felt as if it were being fondled by each tiny bubble, both soothing and exciting. I looked at Rama next to me, her beautiful face and form bathed in the soft golden light cast by the fire. She took my hands and began playfully pulling me closer to her. Erotic images leapt to my mind. We were in the perfect setting for a love scene. It was only natural that my ananas and ananites were igniting and awakening my most erotic thoughts, which resulted in my having an immediate erection. I made an awkward attempt to conceal my thoughts and physical dilemma before she could read my mind. I'd accepted that Rama was out of my league completely. She'd been very firm about letting me know that she was not going to have any kind of sexual encounter with me. To my great surprise, she pulled me even closer. I wrapped my arms around her, putting my face against her neck, as we held each other in a loving embrace. I began stroking her hair, her back, kissing her soft skin, then, lifting her in my arms, I kissed her lips, her face, neck and shoulders, finally nestling my face in the cleavage of her breasts. I was about to say something, when she put her fingers over my lips. I heard her voice inside my head saying, "Don't spoil this beautiful moment with words." She brought her face close to my ear. I thought she was going to whisper something, but she began biting gently on my ear. Erotic euphoria spread over me. We began to breathe and pulsate together as if we were one being. I lost all sense of separateness. She became me, I became her. I even lost consciousness of who was who at that very moment as I alternated between feeling I was a male then feeling I was a female. We hardly moved. It was as if the energy we were creating became its own being, rhythmically breathing, feeling, pulsating. I lost all sense of time and space and let myself float into an unknown universe of vibrating energy. I don't remember how long we stayed like that, wrapped around each other in the water. We were silent for a long time before I got out of the water to light another candle. I was satisfied, relaxed. We stayed in the water, peaceful and contented, for an hour or so before returning to the hotel to get a bowl of hot soup to warm ourselves. By 3 in the morning, Rama and I were back in my room, in bed. We had been snuggling together for several moments, when I heard Rama's voice in my mind. By this time, that also seemed perfectly natural to me. She said, "Wasn't that a beautiful feeling? I've never felt anything so powerful as what I've just experienced." I answered, "Is it because you're from another world? Why does being close to you affect me that way?" "My being from another world has nothing at all to do with it," she said. "What happened during our intimacy was that energy rays are being transmitted between us while we were touching and rubbing against each other. You became part of my spirit, you absorbed some of my ananas and ananites, and I absorbed yours. Spirit is contagious like that." We had a long mind-to-mind conversation, exchanging both words and mental images before falling asleep wrapped in each other's arms. Chapter 8. The Education of a Non-Believer. I awakened on Sunday with Rama nestled against my hairy chest. Lying there, contently holding her in my arms, I replayed in my mind our lovemaking scene in the water the night before. Rama had said we were X soft-changing vibrations, becoming part of each other. I recalled hearing about clinics in New York and Galisoft-Fornia where people make each other well by embracing passing Ananas and Ananites, Rama would have said. Even though I felt close to her, and had come to accept that she was some form of advanced intelligence, I still had my doubts about the things she was telling me and the astral travel she was proposing. Not to mention the book she wanted me to write. It was like two possibly soft hyphen ties, the biggest fool in the world or the greatest hero. And I wouldn't know which it would be until it was too late. Rama had said her mission was to save the world and humanity. And nothing I'd observed about her so far could disprove her sincerity. She was always peaceful, precise and firm. I kept telling myself I had no reason to fear her, just because she was supposed to be from another planet. I wasn't being held hostage. I knew I could leave any time I wanted to. I also felt I'd be a fool to leave now. Just then, Rama woke up and began moving her body against me contentedly. We made love again. I found the experience had nothing to do with being in the water. It was our at one vibration and yet somehow completely free. Afterwards, she jumped out of bed and began play soft hyphen fully throwing my clothes to me, so I could get dressed while still under the covers in the cold room. 127 We decided that since it was Sunday, we would go to the fair in Huangqiao. Being with her now seemed so familiar, as if we had been married for 25 years. We got into my car and headed toward Huangqiao. My head was still euphoric, even though I didn't quite understand what had happened between us. It is about an hour's drive to the fair. I looked at Rama tenderly, and tried to tell her what a wonderful experience soft-ends loving her had been. As usual, Rama began analyzing what had happened, calling it a spiritual resuscitation. "Let's make it easier," she said. "When someone masters the control of the third force, that person's aura or spirit moves at a consistently even frequency. Remember the other day when you saw that shining gold around me? All I have to do to make that happen is relax, concentrate, find that inner peace. If you want to be religious, you could say I was in a state of grace, like the saints. At that moment, my spirit was illuminated by Ananas and Ananites. Not in my body, but in its surroundings, in space, in the cosmos. My state of grace attracted the forces of the universe. While we were close, a part of my spirit went into you. My Ananas and Ananites merged with yours so that now you can sense in your own soul that even for soft-quency. You mean I'm prepared to astral travel now?" "Yes, Charles. How did that happen?" "You just took a crash course. The long period of preparation necessary under normal circumstances was accelerated by this direct spirit-to-spirit resuscitation. Before that, you couldn't have done it by yourself, with all your fears and doubts and paranoias. So I've absorbed a piece of your spirit, huh?" "Yes, you could say I've given you a blessing," she said, "and I want you to remember something." Exodus, chapter 34, verses 29 through 35, the passage that tells about Moses coming down the mountain after seeing Jehovah. His face shone so brightly he had to cover it with a veil. Maybe Moses had a little affair, too? Maybe. Remember, Moses was chosen by Jehovah because he already had a solid foundation in the null soft-edge of the God concept as the third force. Only Moses, his brother Aaron, and a few other people were allowed to go up into the mountains in those days. It was better for the cosmonauts not to mingle with big crowds. Also, Moses was the only one who could talk to Jehovah. Where and how did Moses learn such things? All I know is that he was born of slaves, taken out of the Nile River by an Egyptian princess, and raised by nobility. 30 years of his life is omitted by the Bible, except that he was educated by Egyptians who must have had some knowledge of this third force, since they were so advanced. Moses learned at the same place where all the greatest men of your world have gone for learning. Even Jesus the Christ studied there. Where's that? The Great Pyramid. The Rosicrucians claimed the Great Pyramid as a source of wisdom in their beliefs. The Rosicrucians are a group of people who cultivated their spirit with metaphysical methods rather than through religious teachings. The important point is that what happened to Moses is happening here. I want to make this concept clear. You can pass on to others your chemistry, your soul, your vibes. Jehovah or one of his cosmonaut staff passed it on to Moses in some way or another.